The Everglades Foundation hopes the world is one step closer to a solution for algae blooms, like the one that choked tourism and fishing along Florida's coast in the summer of 2016. Just yesterday, the foundation announced 10 finalists in its $10 million international competition for technology to remove phosphorus from water. Phosphorus fuels algae in the Everglades ecosystem and worldwide, including massive blooms in Lake Erie, the Chesapeake Bay, and the Arabian Sea.
These teams are the planet's best hope to solve this problem.
Everglades Foundation CEO Eric Eichenberg is in Chicago to announce the finalists at a ceremony at the Field Museum. The competition is co-sponsored by Scotts Miracle-Gro, a major fertilizer manufacturer that removed phosphorus from its products in 2011.
We can't regulate, we can't litigate, we can't legislate. It's no time for that. We need to innovate, and that's what this prize is doing. It's shining the light not only on the problem, but it's highlighting innovation.
One Florida team, Greenwater Solution Incorporated from Wellington, will advance to the next stage and go to Canada for several months to test their technology in cold weather. Other finalist teams come from Idaho, Washington, Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Canada, and the Netherlands. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.